crushed Mr. Julius Mwape and also Mr. Bia Mlu Biela to log in so that we can start with our pre discussions before the actual portfolio committee starts and be joined by the department and the minister. Mercy.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning, honourable members and colleagues. Mr. Mwepe has just joined, and Mr. Biela is also present. So I'll hand over.
Okay, no, thank you very much, because I can see also on the platform that the actual chair has not yet joined us. I can see that the Honorable Deputy Minister has also just logged out. We'll ask then through our support, Mr. Mastole, that we advise them that they will join the meeting at 5:30. If we can do that, because she wouldn't have joined if she was aware that we will expect them to join us at 3:30. If we can attend to that, we can highly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Good afternoon, colleagues, honorable members, and you are most welcome to the first leg of our portfolio committee meeting, which I suggested to the administration that it will be proper to get a portfolio committee support staff through the research unit and the content advisor, their analysis of the plans that are going to be presented to us before we engage with the departments. What they have done is that they have divided themselves to DPSA and DPSE. Then Mr. Miela will take us through his analysis, which will give us the comparisons of the previous year plans and this current year, that what they would present to us at very soon, to ensure that we do also cross-check from our notes through the tracking system to ensure that whatever they said when we're dealing with the BRRRs of the year that was, and issues or activities that they said that are going to be carried forward due to COVID-19 are indeed carried forward. But also, are they indeed measurable? Are they allocated funds as accordingly as expected? And what are the policy implications in their plans, and what are the challenges and all that. And I'm sure Mr. Biela would take us through that. And I'm quite aware that Mr. Biela, that due to the late receipt of the reports or plans from the DPSA family, you might be limited to deal with the more compliancy dashboard project management areas, but we'll highly appreciate that. But honorable members, we're doing this for the first time because we thought that for us also to be able to know the officials that are supporting us, they do add value, and what as members would expect them to do, we must also get their presentation instead of them just get speculated without them talking to them to at a very summative way and engage with them and also share ideas what would like them to incorporate when they analyze the report of the committee of the department as it were. And I hope all of us collectively you will agree with me that that is very for money, because since we started, we're not too sure what they're doing other than security questions, that we don't know what involves those questions, and also the analysis that we can't engage on, which I thought that while we can read the department's plans, but however, the institutional memory that they have might assist us in terms of bringing light and also arming us to engage fruitfully with the departments when they appear before us. I hope you do agree with me, honorable members. With that, before I allow Mr. Miller to do his high helicopter analysis of the blessing that we're going to receive, let me see if there's any member that would like to comment. I know that Honorable Denner, you are here. I will formally introduce you in the formal meeting when the department is also joining us. But you are free also to add your view or your posture in terms of what I've said. But all of us were most welcome to this committee. Thank you very much, Honorable Mouse. If then there's no hand, I will very carefully take it as that is accepted to members, then I'll quickly then ask Mr. Miela just to quickly, less than before 3:30, so that we can start with the meeting with the other departments to take us through if there are no hands, honorable members. Thank you very much for even availing yourself to this meeting. They normally say, Mr. Viela, silence is golden, and I hope it is indeed golden. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Chair and honorable members and colleagues. Thank you for the opportunity to present a synopsis of the annual performance plans. I'm hoping Masi, because I can't share on my side, will share the presentations. I'm not sure which one is going to start off with, but whichever is fine with me.
Mr. Biela? Please,
sir. Yes, I was saying I couldn't have a share screen on my side, so you can flag the presentation. Whichever you want to start off with, it's fine by me.
I've given you the right to share, Mr. Mia.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Is it coming through that side?
Yes, we can see it. Thank you very much. Notwithstanding that the font is quite...
Okay, let me increase it to... Yeah. I'm gonna start off with the school of governance. Yeah, this is the vote 7, and the department's plan for 2021, because we're looking back in order to look forward. It's, the mandate was to promote public service as a career of choice through training, and then provide training or effect the provision of training, and also develop relevant training and development programs for delivery to South African public service officials at all levels, and to promote through education and training the progressive realization of the values and principles governing public administration, and to deliver its core output through the training trading account, which is under Program 2. Yeah, and priorities for 2021 last year was delivering the compulsory and mandatory courses as mandated by Cabinet, which the President also highlighted on the State of the Nation address, and to undertake knowledge management and research and case study development. And those were the activities that they undertook. And then to review the curriculum and in line with the public service qualifications matrix to support the career pathing and reskilling of public servants. and those were the activities that they performed in the 2020-21 financial year. And also to address the NSG funding model and financial position. The members will appreciate the fact that last year there was the advent of the coronavirus, which necessitated the readjustment of budgets. So this had to affect the National School of Government, which had already, the committee had already issues with the funding model, as members would remember. But then this took them back now to almost like square one to struggle with funding because of the readjustment of 2020-21 in June. So they had to look into that as we go on. And then the policy priorities for 2021-22, as encapsulated in the mandate of the school, was to provide education and training to public servants in three spheres of government. And it's still the same as I've pointed out for last year. Support the institutional development and also foster collaboration with training institutions, higher education institutions, further education and training institutions and private sector training providers, which is a different from what they were doing last year. This year they are focused on these areas and to offer qualifications, part qualifications and non-formal education as recognized by the National Qualifications Framework or the South African Qualifications Authority. And then to conduct training examinations or tests, which are prerequisites for specified appointments or transfers and compulsory in order to meet development needs of any category of employees. And then the State of the Nation address, because they had to infuse what the State of the Nation address, because that's where government institution, and including government itself, take a cue on what should be done for that particular year. So the State of the Nation address directed that there must be strengthening of capacity, of technical capacity in government to ensure that projects move faster and to build a pool of engineers, project managers, special planners and quantity surveyors, an action team that can make things happen faster on the ground. This is all about improving the skill and also improving on the turnaround times of service delivery, and to improve the capabilities of public servants through the introduction of a suite of compulsory courses by the National School of Government, covering areas like ethics, anti-corruption, senior management and supply chain, and deployment of managers to the coal face. So those are the things that were, which are in lieu of the corruption that is always reported on, and supply chain management loopholes, and also it's called Project Kayedu, which is deploying of managers to the coal face to spend in service delivery. And then the strategic focus of the school now, moving away from the State of the Nation, for this year is to implementing virtual and online learning. As we would remember, honorable members and colleagues, that the pandemic imposed on everyone a new way of doing things, which is also now doing things virtually and online. So the school has adjusted to that. And then also to review the curriculum framework of the school. So those are the courses that they are rolling out. writing for government, an advanced course in legal writing for government, socio-economic impact assessment system, and the ethical leadership and oversight for members of the as the members would know that they have moved to a level where now they are even training the executive, which has never happened in years before. And then to deliver education and training development. So those are the causes or the interventions that the school is doing regarding EPD. One of them is Cadet and Foundation Development Program, and also the Middle Management Development, Senior Management Development and Professionalization, and also the Executive Management and Leadership Support, which is what I've talked about. They moved to that level where they even train the political office bearers, including the executive and members as well in some cases. And then participation in strategic partnership and contribution to Africa's development. That's been in venturing into international cooperation conventions and collaboration in terms of training. The institutions that they collaborate with are listed there. And then implementing organizational transformation, which is sort of an overhaul of the institution, so that it's in line with the reconfiguration of the state, and also a model for the school, so that it's fit for purpose. And also then we go to the budget. The budget is 210.2 million, inclusive of the two programs, which is administration and the training one. That's a total of 210 million. Yeah, that's the. So the budget, as we would see, we can see compared to 227 million for 2020-21, it went down by 7.6% to 210.2 million. And then the program administration, which increased by 51.95%. Which consumes the 51.95% of the budget, which is 109 million of the 210.2 million. And then the second program is, and the program has six targets. And then the program two also takes about 101.0 million, and it came down from 136 million. So meaning due to COVID-19, which means it decreased by 28.99% between 2021 and 2022. And then the program has 22 targets. Yeah, and then we come to the considerations by Parliament, and we are recommending that Parliament considers requesting the school to improve on its debt collection strategy to minimize the impact of the pandemic on its revenue collection. The members would remember that this is a murky area for the school, where the departments are lagging behind in terms of paying what they owe to the school, which necessitated the school to, as a member would remember, to do the, I'm forgetting the term, or prepaid method of facilitating and presenting courses to training programs to the departments, because they are not giving to the school that 1% allocated for training on each department, and they are not paying it to the school. So that's the recommendation there. And then monitoring the school with a view to ensuring that it offers mostly accredited courses, not that full recognition is afforded to employees being trained, or so that full recognition is afforded to employees being trained to provide them with the opportunities for development and promotion. Members would remember that this was what Honorable Isoma would tap on in the previous meetings and interventions with the school, that they must not only focus on just training, giving of training programs. Those programs must not just be the attendance certificate kind of. They must also be accredited so that the learners or teachers can use this for promotion purposes as well, because it's upskilling them. So it's no need to upskill them without offering an opportunity where they can also contest for promotion purposes, which was a very good recommendation. And then ensuring that the school carries through with the partnership projects with accredited bodies, amongst which is the Institute of Directors to Empower Board Serving and the State-Owned Entities and other related bodies, and requesting the school to design generic curriculum on crisis management to deal with unexpected pandemics to empower public service employees during the national crisis. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Biala, and I'm sure that also members did receive your presentation. Other than that, I will allow members, if they would like to comment or to say they are in agreement in terms of the suggested recommendations as it were, but also, of course, we're still going to be listening to the or receiving presentation from the departments and entities concerned, and that they will be able, hopefully, talk to some of the issues that our research unit has picked up as well. I'll see by show of hands, and thanks very much once more, Mr. Biala.
Thank you.
Honorable members, if then you are quite honest, members, that will give me and my dear brother there, Dr. Stryber, is very quiet for whatever good reason. And my dear sister there, I won't mention the name, but nevertheless, that will bring us to honest. Umantuli, I know she's got permission not to raise the head. Mantuli, I can hear your voice. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair, and greetings to the meeting. Please pardon me for not using the hand. Hey, sometimes I look for it and don't get it. I was born before IT, by the way. Chair, I wanted to welcome the presentation by Mr. Biala, and also to say there is not much what has been picked up by Mr. Biala that is outside the scope of the school. I think Mr. Biala was able to just go accordingly as to what is it, particularly the mandate of the school and the developments of the school. I remember at some stage the principal mentioned that they are deeply set to lose one of their first candidates from the cabinet, that is a minister, late minister of DPME, may his soul rest in peace. So now Mr. Biela is also emphasizing that for the first time now that the school has went another mileage ahead. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dooley. With that, colleagues, I know that probably some of us were not used to this, but also when we assess ourselves in terms of the AG, will also, when he does this audit, will also look upon whether how robust and appreciating our role as the oversight body, as it were, but also equally in terms of Parliament, you know, all officials, they need to be assessed. So if we don't afford this team that supports the portfolio committee a chance to walk, to talk us through whatever they would have produced in writing, it would be very unfair to them. But also they would not necessarily appreciate whether do we appreciate the work they are doing, and are there any other areas of improvement. I'm sure as we progress, we'll get familiar with this approach, which is proper and correctly so. But nevertheless, honorable members, I really appreciate as an acting chair that you did stay and listen to Mr. Biela, and I'm sure Mr. Biela moving forward will be encouraged also to do more work in terms of reading these documents, because you must also assist us in terms of also using our tracking system that we produced, and also talk to those things and issues that would not necessarily be raised by the intended presentation by the department, but also what members would have raised in the previous engagement on the same subject matter, which is the business plans on the incoming financial year, as it were. But with that, honorable members, because there are no hands and there are no voices, let's thank you, Mr. Biela. Maskole, if you can start accepting the department and everyone else that is on the waiting room for us, so that we can then start the complete study group, portfolio committee meeting, as it were, and then we can deal with the housekeeping matters, and then we zoom directly to the subject matter of intended of today's meeting. Purpose. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Honorable members, we'll just give ourselves like we'll start at 30:33. That should be ample time for the department and the minister to join us. Thank you very much, honorable members. You can stretch yourself for 4 minutes, and then we can resume with the business of the day. Thank you, Chairperson.